I still recall the incident last year when one of our critical containerized applications was compromised due to a vulnerability in a dependency that had been patched months prior, but the updated image hadn't been deployed to production, highlighting the dire need for robust software supply chain security, particularly in Kubernetes environments where Trivy plays a crucial role in scanning for vulnerabilities in containers, Kubernetes IAC, and code, which is why we've started generating SBOTMs with CycloneDX and SPureDX to better track our dependencies. What makes that even harder is ensuring compliance with the SLSA framework levels and attestation, which has become a must for our enterprise customers, and we're exploring the use of container image, signing with Cosign and Sigstore to add an extra layer of security.
We actually ran into a similar issue a few months ago with one of our cloud-native applications, where a vulnerable dependency had slipped through our CI pipeline, and it wasn't until we started using Trivy in our GitHub Actions workflow that we caught the issue, which led us to implement InToto attestation chains to ensure the integrity of our software supply chain. And now we're looking into using OCI reference types for attaching SBOMs to our container images, which should simplify our vulnerability management process, especially when it comes to prioritization using EPSS and CCKEV, which has become essential for our team to focus on the most critical vulnerabilities first.
The thing most teams miss about implementing SBOMs and SLSA is that it's not just about checking a compliance box, but about creating a culture of security within their organization, where every team member understands the importance of shift-left vulnerability management, and that's where tools like Trivy and CycloneDX come into play, as they allow us to integrate security into our existing CI/CD pipelines, such as GitLab, and automate the process of generating and updating SBOMs, which has been a game changer for our team, especially when dealing with complex Kubernetes deployments. And we're now exploring ways to use Trivy to scan our infrastructure as code and identify potential security issues before they make it to production.
I push back on that. In our experience, the biggest challenge is not just about integrating security tools into our pipelines, but also about ensuring that our teams have the necessary skills and knowledge to effectively use these tools and make sense of the data they provide. Which is why we've started providing training and resources on topics like SBOM generation, SLSA, and vulnerability prioritization. And we're working closely with our security team to ensure that our developers have a clear understanding of the security risks associated with their code and dependencies, and that they know how to use tools like Trivy and Cosign to mitigate those risks. And we're also exploring the use of Sigstore to simplify the process of signing and verifying our container images.
What makes that even harder is the fact that many of our applications are built using a combination of cloud-native and traditional technologies, which means we need to ensure that our security tools and processes can handle this complexity, and that's where Trivy's ability to scan a wide range of artifacts, including container images, Kubernetes, IAC, and code, has been invaluable, as it allows us to get a comprehensive view of our security posture and identify potential vulnerabilities and weaknesses, and we're now working on integrating Trivy with our existing security information and event management system to get a more complete picture of our security landscape and to automate the process of responding to security incidents, which should help us to reduce our mean time to detect and mean time to respond.
We've also been exploring the use of advanced features in Trivy, such as its ability to scan for vulnerabilities in non-containerized applications, which has allowed us to expand our security coverage to include more of our legacy applications. And we're also looking into using Trivy's APIs to integrate it with our custom-built security tools and workflows, which should give us even more flexibility and control over our security processes. And we're working closely with our development teams to ensure that security is integrated into every stage of the development lifecycle, from design to deployment, which is why we're investing heavily in shift-left security practices and tools, and why we believe that Trivi is an essential part of our security strategy, especially when it comes to generating SBOMs and ensuring compliance.
The thing that's often overlooked in these conversations is the importance of continuous monitoring and feedback loops in software supply chain security, which is why we're working on implementing a continuous monitoring strategy that uses Trivi and other tools to constantly scan our applications and dependencies for vulnerabilities and weaknesses, and to provide feedback to our development teams on how to improve our security posture. And we're also exploring the use of advanced analytics and machine learning to identify potential security risks and predict where vulnerabilities are most likely to occur, which should help us to stay ahead of emerging threats and to reduce our risk exposure. And we're investing in automated testing and validation to ensure that our security controls are effective and that our applications are.
I'd like to add that we're also seeing a growing demand from our customers for more transparency and visibility into our software supply chain security practices, which is why we're working on providing them with detailed information about our security controls, including our use of Trivi and other security tools. And we're exploring the use of standards like SLSA and SBOMs to provide a common language and framework for discussing software supply chain security. And we're investing in education and training to help our customers understand the importance of software supply chain security and how they can work with us to ensure the security of their applications and data, which is why we believe that Trivi and other security tools are essential for building trust with our customers and for demonstrating our commitment to security.
We actually ran into an issue last quarter where one of our containerized applications was compromised due to a vulnerability in a dependency that had been patched months prior, but the updated image hadn't been deployed to production, which highlights the importance of continuous deployment and continuous monitoring. And we're working on implementing a continuous deployment pipeline that uses Trivi to scan our container images for vulnerabilities before they're deployed to production. And we're exploring the use of Cosign and Sigstore to sign and verify our container images, which should help us to ensure the integrity of our software supply chain. And we're investing in automated testing and validation to ensure that our security controls are effective and that our applications are secure.
What makes that even harder is ensuring that our teams have the necessary skills and knowledge to effectively use these tools and make sense of the data they provide, which is why we've started providing training and resources on topics like SBOM generation, SLSA, and vulnerability prioritization. And we're working closely with our security team to ensure that our developers have a clear understanding of the security risks associated with their code and dependencies, and that they know how to use tools like Trivi and Cosign to mitigate those risks. And we're also exploring the use of Sigstore to simplify the process of signing and verifying our container images, which should help us to ensure the integrity of our software supply chain.
The thing most teams miss about implementing SBOMs and SLSA is that it's not just about checking a compliance box, but about creating a culture of security within their organization, where every team member understands the importance of shift-left vulnerability management, and that's where tools like Trivi and Cyclone DX come into play, as they allow us to integrate security into our existing CI/CD pipelines, such as GitLab, and automate the process of generating and updating SBOMs, which has been a game changer for our team, especially when dealing with complex Kubernetes deployments. And we're now exploring ways to use Trivi to scan our infrastructure as code and identify potential security issues before they make it to production.
I'd push back on that. In our experience, the biggest challenge is not just about integrating security tools into our pipelines, but also about ensuring that our teams have the necessary skills and knowledge to effectively use these tools and make sense of the data they provide. Which is why we've started providing training and resources on topics like SBOM generation, SLSA, and vulnerability prioritization. And we're working closely with our security team to ensure that our developers have a clear understanding of the security risks associated with their code and dependencies, and that they know how to use tools like Trivy and Cosign to mitigate those risks. And we're also exploring the use of Sigstore to simplify the process of signing and verifying our container images.
One real-world example that comes to mind is a recent engagement we had with a large financial services company where we helped them integrate Trivy into their CI/CD pipeline to scan for vulnerabilities in their container images, and we also helped them implement SLSA levels 1 and 2, which required significant changes to their build process, including the use of a secure build service and the generation of a software bill of materials. And we also worked with them to implement a shift-left approach to vulnerability management, where we were able to identify and remediate vulnerabilities much earlier in the development process, which significantly reduced the risk of a breach. And we also implemented a system for tracking and verifying the Teak provenance of their container images using Cosign and Sigstore.
That's an interesting example. And it highlights the importance of having a comprehensive security strategy that includes not just tooling, but also process and people. And I'd like to dive deeper into the tooling aspect, specifically with regards to Trivy, where we've seen some interesting use cases around advanced vulnerability scanning, such as scanning for vulnerabilities in non-standard package managers like pip or npm, or scanning for vulnerabilities in the container runtime itself rather than just the container image. And we've also seen some interesting use cases around custom vulnerability scoring, where users can define their own scoring templates to prioritize vulnerabilities based on their own specific risk factors. And we're also exploring the use of Trivy with other tools like EncoWide and Claire to provide a more comprehensive view of vulnerability risk.
Another war story that comes to mind is a recent project where we had to integrate Trivy with a large enterprise's existing security information and event management system, which required us to write custom integration plugin to send vulnerability data to the SAM system. And we also had to work with the security team to develop a custom vulnerability scoring template that took into account the enterprise's specific risk factors and compliance requirements. And we also implemented a system for tracking and reporting on vulnerability remediation, which included automated reporting and dashboards to help the security team stay on top of remediation efforts. And we're also exploring the use of machine learning algorithms to predict which vulnerabilities are most likely to be exploited, and to identify potential vulnerabilities before they're even discovered.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we're seeing a lot of interest in using Trivy as part of a larger DevSecOps platform, where security is integrated into every stage of the development process, from code commit to production deployment. And we're also seeing a lot of interest in using Trivy to support cloud-native security use cases, such as scanning for vulnerabilities in serverless functions or containerized applications. And we're working with several large enterprises to develop custom Trivy configurations that meet their specific security and compliance requirements, including configurations for air-gapped environments and configurations for environments with highly sensitive data. And we're also exploring the use of Trivy with other cloud-native security tools like Kubernetes network policies and secret management.
One advanced use case that we're exploring is the use of Trivy to support software supply chain security, where we're using Trivy to scan for vulnerabilities in open source dependencies and to track and verify the provenance of those dependencies. And we're also using Trivy to support SLSA, where we're generating software bills of materials and verifying the integrity of the build process. And we're working with several large enterprises to develop custom Trivy configurations that support their software supply chain security requirements, including configurations for signing and verifying container images using Sigstore and Cosign. And we're also exploring the use of machine learning algorithms to predict which dependencies are most likely to be vulnerable, and to identify potential vulnerabilities before they're even...
In terms of integration points, we're seeing a lot of interest in integrating Trivee with other security tools and platforms, such as security orchestration automation and response tools, and cloud security platforms. And we're working with several large enterprises to develop custom integration plugins for Trivee, including plugins for Splunk and ELK. And we're also exploring the use of APIs and webhooks to integrate Trivee with other tools and platforms. And we're working with several large enterprises to develop custom API integrations for Trivee, including integrations with AWS and Azure. And we're also exploring the use of standardized data formats like SPDX and CycloneDX to support integration with other security tools and platforms.
From a security considerations perspective, one thing that's top of mind for us is the importance of ensuring that Trivee itself is secure and that it's configured and deployed in a secure manner, which includes ensuring that the Trivee scanner is up to date and patched and that it's running with the necessary permissions and access controls. And we're also working to ensure that Trivee is compliant with relevant security standards and regulations, such as NIST and PCI DSS. And we're exploring the use of security frameworks like Nest CSF to support Trivee deployment and configuration, and we're working with several large enterprises to develop custom security configurations for Trivee, including configurations for air-gapped environments and configurations for environments with highly sensitive data. One real-world example that comes to mind is a large financial institution that used Trivee to scan their container images for vulnerabilities, and they were able to identify a critical vulnerability in one of their dependencies, which they were then able to patch and update before it was exploited. And this was all done through automated pipelines and workflows with Trivee integrated into their CI/CD toolchain, and they were also using Trivee to generate SBOMs and track dependencies, which helped them to better understand their software supply chain and identify potential risks. And they were able to use this information to inform their vulnerability management and remediation efforts.
Another example that's worth mentioning is a company that was using Trivee to scan their Kubernetes clusters for vulnerabilities. And they were able to identify a number of vulnerabilities in their company's deployments, including some that were related to misconfigured network policies and some that were related to outdated dependencies, and they were able to use Trivee to prioritize and remediate these vulnerabilities. And they also used Trivee to integrate with their existing security tools and workflows, such as their SEGI, AM, and SOAR systems, and they were able to use Trivee to automate many of their vulnerability management tasks, such as scanning and reporting, which freed up their security team to focus on more strategic and high-priority tasks.
In terms of specific tool configurations, one war story that comes to mind is a company that was using Trivee with a custom configuration to scan their cloud-native applications for vulnerabilities, and they were using Trivee to integrate with their AWS and Azure environments. And they were able to use Trivee to identify a number of vulnerabilities in their cloud-based deployments, including some that were related to misconfigured IAM roles and some that were related to outdated dependencies, and they were able to use Trivee to prioritize and remediate these vulnerabilities, and they also used Trivee to integrate with their existing DevOps tools and workflows, such as Jenkins and GitLab, and they were able to use Trivee to automate many of their vulnerability management tasks.
Enterprise patterns are also an important consideration when it comes to implementing Trivee and software supply chain security. And one pattern that we've seen is the use of a centralized security team to manage and oversee Trivee deployments. And this team is responsible for configuring and deploying Trivee, as well as for integrating it with other security tools and workflows. And they're also responsible for providing training and support to developers and other stakeholders. And another pattern that we've seen is the use of a decentralized approach where Trivee is deployed and managed by individual development teams. And this approach can be more flexible and agile, but it also requires more coordination and communication between teams.
Advanced use cases are also an important area of focus for Trivi and software supply chain security. And one use case that comes to mind is the use of Trivi to scan and secure serverless applications. And this requires a different approach than traditional vulnerability management, because serverless applications have different dependencies and vulnerabilities, and they require a more nuanced and targeted approach to security. And another use case that's worth mentioning is the use of Trivi to secure and manage open source dependencies. And this is an important area of focus because open source dependencies can be a major source of risk and vulnerability. And Trivi can be used to identify and remediate these risks.
Integration points are also an important consideration when it comes to implementing Trivi and software supply chain security. And one integration point that's worth mentioning is the use of Trivi with other security tools and workflows, such as ZM and SOAR systems. And this can provide a more comprehensive and integrated approach to security. And another integration point that's worth mentioning is the use of Trivi with DevOps tools and workflows, such as Jenkins and GitLab. And this can provide a more automated and streamlined approach to vulnerability management. And we're also seeing a lot of interest in integrating Trivi with other security frameworks and standards, such as SLSA and SBOM.
Security considerations are also an important area of focus for Trivi and software supply chain security. And one consideration that's worth mentioning is the use of secure communication protocols and encryption to protect data and prevent tampering. And this is especially important when it comes to cloud-based deployments and integrations. And another consideration that's worth mentioning is the use of access controls and permissions to restrict access to sensitive data and systems. And this can help to prevent unauthorized access and malicious activity. And we're also seeing a lot of interest in using Trivi to support compliance with relevant security standards and regulations, such as NIST and PCI DSS. All right, so as we wrap up, I think there are a few key takeaways from our conversation today. Firstly, implementing SBOMs and SLSA frameworks can significantly enhance the security of our software supply chains. Secondly, Trivi's shift-left approach to vulnerability management is crucial for catching issues early in the development cycle. And lastly, compliance with standards like ESS is not just about checking boxes, but about truly securing our systems.
I agree with Daniel on those points, but I'd like to add a few of my own. For me, the importance of secure communication protocols and encryption cannot be overstated, especially in cloud environments. Another key point is the role of access controls and permissions in preventing unauthorized access. And finally, I think the use of Trivi for vulnerability management has to be part of a broader security strategy that includes continuous monitoring and feedback loops.
You know, I think where we might slightly disagree is on the emphasis. I believe that while all these aspects are important, the shift-left approach and early vulnerability detection are where the real game changers are. If we can catch vulnerabilities before they make it into production, we're significantly reducing our risk profile.
I see your point, Daniel, but I think you're underestimating the impact of secure communication protocols and access controls. Without those foundational elements in place, even with shift left and early detection, you're still leaving yourself open to significant risks. It's not just about catching vulnerabilities early. It's about ensuring that your entire system, from development to deployment, is secure.
Well, I think that's a healthy debate to have. Perhaps our listeners can weigh in on what they think matters most in the comments.
Absolutely. And with that, I think we're going to wrap up today's episode. Thanks to everyone for tuning in to our discussion on Trivi and software supply chain security. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in the future, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Indeed. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more conversations on cybersecurity and technology. Until next time, stay secure and keep innovating.